Sam. Jessamy, I'm trying to finish this bill of quantities before he arrives. What? Does it hurt? Well, he'll be here in a minute. No, I can't give you permission. I'm only his secretary. Among other things. Oh, Lord. I just can't go on like this. Stephen, darling, I'm sorry I was such a bitch last night. Oh, no, that's no good. Stephen, my dear, I've tried to understand your point of view. No. Stephen Watson, I may as well tell you I can't stand it much longer. If you don't do something soon, I shall take matters into my own hands. I mean it. After all, I'm not getting any younger. Oh, God, no, don't say that. Oh, Stevie, my precious, there are times when I could cheerfully wring your neck.
Morning, Miss Briggs.
Good morning, Mr. Watson. Oh, God.
Turn cool again.
At last. I thought we were going to spend the entire day in complete silence.
Oh, I was just reading the mail.
Oh, no, you weren't. You were giving me the treatment.
What treatment?
Putting me in the wrong, as usual.
I had absolutely no intention
of... Why haven't you kissed me this morning?
Oh, sorry, I...
It's too late now. Most mornings you can't wait. Hello? Oh, yes. Jessamy's been stung by a wasp. Can she go round to the chemist?
Of course she can. Where was she stung?
On the bus.
Gosh, I bet that's painful.
All right, Jessamy, be as quick as you can. You told me to remind you Mr. Liversidge is ringing to discuss the Kensington scheme. I'm just finishing the bill of quantities, and you have an appointment with Barlow's manager at 10:30.
Mara, I've told her.
What?
I've told her.
You have? Oh, Stephen, darling, at last.
Yes, at last.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Did she make a scene?
She took it very quietly.
She accepted it?
Without a word.
Oh, it's all over now, Stevie. We're free.
Yes, free.
Why do you say it like that?
Like what?
As if you'd cut her throat.
Well, because that's how I feel, I suppose.
I see. So presumably all these months, when you've been lying to her, deceiving her, you felt fine.
Well, in a way, yes. That makes it all the worse.
Typical.
It was the look on her face. That hurt spaniel. No, not spaniel. More sort of Airedale. Faithful, warm-hearted. I just never thought she'd take it like that.
What did you expect her to do? Turn cartwheels?
No, but I mean, if she'd lost her temper, thrown something, shed a few tears at least.
What did she say?
Nothing. If only she hadn't been so damn stoical about it.
Stoical, my foot. She was boxing clever.
She took it like a hero. What do you mean, boxing clever?
Making you feel guilty.
But I am guilty. She's completely innocent. She's done nothing to deserve this. Absolutely nothing.
That's not what you said when you started taking me out.
Oh, what did I say? That she was overbearing sometimes? A bit hearty?
You said she was muscle-bound.
Did I really?
She tried to rule you.
Women always do.
Mother Courage, you called her.
Oh, only in fun, surely.
Oh, so it's all been in fun, has it?
Mara, all I'm asking is a bit of human consideration.
All I'm asking is, do you want to marry me or not?
Oh, don't be ridiculous. You know I do.
I know that for months you've found one excuse after another, anything rather than tell her the truth. And now that you've finally managed to do it, you seem to regret it.
Oh, Mara, for heaven's sake.
Darling, we've a right to our happiness. We must fight for it. I don't care how heroic she is, she'll not stop me getting what I want.
You're hard. I can see that now.
I've been reared in a hard school.
All right. We'll see how your schooling stands up to it. She's coming this morning.
What? Here?
Yes.
Why?
Oh, to talk things over.
What things?
Shh. Do you want the entire building to hear you?
She has no right to come here making a display of herself. This is my kingdom.
It was a simple request. I couldn't refuse it.
You can refuse me all sorts of things. But that's different, of course. I'm the guilty party. She's innocent. An innocent, warm-hearted Airedale.
Mara. Oh. Yes? Oh, ask her to come in, Jessamy. And I thought you were having your sting taken out. Well, the chemist will be open now. Yes, put the phone through. She's here.
I could crown you for this.
Mara, be reasonable. She always has the car on Wednesdays, you know that. Well, when she said she'd like to call at the office to settle things, I couldn't very well put her off.
You couldn't?
We want her to divorce me, don't we? She's not compelled to, you know.
What do you mean?
We mustn't antagonise her.
Oh, of all the idiotic...
It's plain common sense.
Don't you realise, you idiot, she's coming to make trouble.
I tell you, she's accepted it.
Oh, yes, she's got you thinking so. She winds you round her little finger.
Now, she'll be here any minute.
And you have no more sense.
Do you want her to find us quarrelling?
Oh, really? I knocked, but apparently you didn't hear.
Oh, come in, darling. Come in, Jill. Sit down, won't you?
Sorry I'm late. I had a call to make on the way into town.
Oh, that's all right. We were just chatting things over.
So I gathered.
This is Myra Briggs, my wife, Mrs. Watson. Well, sit down, old girl. Jill, a cigarette?
Thank you.
Turned cool again.
Yes, hasn't it?
They said on the forecast it would.
Did they? Poor Stephen. We'll try and get it over as quickly as we can, won't we, Miss Briggs?
Take as long as you like. It doesn't worry me.
Doesn't it really? Not even a little tiny bit.
Jill.
You know, I've quite forgotten how nice this office is. Much nicer than that pokey little hole you had when I was your secretary. Remember?
No. All right, yes.
There was only room for one very small desk, Miss Briggs. We had to sit facing each other. Our knees met in the middle, didn't they, Stephen? I often think that's
Jill.
How we... Oh, do stop muttering Jill in that depressing way, Stephen. I'm only trying to break the ice.
Mrs. Watson, perhaps it would help you if I told you that this situation was never, well, contemplated.
I suppose not. It was my idea to come here.
I don't mean that. I mean getting a divorce and everything.
Oh, you'd have preferred to go on as his...
Nothing of the sort.
Myra means is it happened, that's all.
Like an accident?
Yes.
Accidents don't happen, Stephen. Somebody causes them.
Jill, we're in the wrong and we know it. Don't gloat, please.
What have I to gloat about?
Now you're being bitter.
I'm sorry if my reactions displease you.
Jill, last night you set a standard for us all. Dignity, calm, poise. Myra and I have been most impressed.
Thank you.
Surely, with that example before us, we can go on to settle this business in a spirit of give and take.
Not if you expect me to swallow the idea that you've been forced together against your will.
We didn't say that.
You came very close to it.
Jill, I accept full responsibility. As my secretary, Myra was in a vulnerable position. I'm afraid I took advantage.
Never mind, dear. I'm sure she's forgiven you since.
Not until this morning, when I told her I'd asked you for a divorce.
It's a comfort to know the grounds are being provided by a girl of such strong moral fibre.
Jill, I do wish you'd stop trying to score points.
Was I? I thought I was just facing facts.
Seems more like splitting straws to me.
You're right, Miss Briggs. She's quick, isn't she, Stephen? Is she a good secretary? I'm sure she must be. You're going to miss her, I expect. Or is she staying on in the office after you're married?
Well, we've never really...
Not if I can help it.
Oh, is that definite? Because
if it's any of your damn business. Miss Briggs, I can see we shall get nowhere until I've convinced you that I've not come here to get my husband back. Pull the other one.
Perhaps it would help you if I told you I've known about this affair from the beginning.
You've what?
Well, almost. You've known. Being married to a man, one gets to understand him, in the end. Oh, I believed his stories about clients to see in the evenings, drawings to work on at the office. It was when I noticed him brushing his hair that I became suspicious.
I've always brushed my hair.
Not for 20 minutes at a stretch. And you bought new ties and shirts. Your suits were always at the cleaners. Then, one day, I noticed something that made me realise how serious it was. You'd stopped looking at other women.
Huh?
After years of pretending not to notice those wandering glances... I suddenly had to pretend not to notice that they'd stopped.
Oh, Jill, what a swine I've been.
Stephen!
Well, I have, haven't I? I see now why you said so little last night. Oh, my poor darling, what you must have been through.
Idiot! Can't you see? All these months, she's allowed us to make fools of ourselves. Eating in little back street restaurants, hiding in tatty little pubs, creeping about like criminals... If she knew, why didn't she say something?
Yes, why didn't you?
Because I didn't want to spoil your fun.
Fun?
You don't know him as I do, Miss Briggs.
He just loves a guilty secret. Do you remember, Stephen, our honeymoon?
I don't see what that's got to do with it.
The apple tree in the garden. It was a little country pub, Miss Briggs, high up in the Quantocks. They fed us very well. Stephen ate like a horse.
The air up there's magnificent.
Yet just because there was an apple tree in the garden...
Beauty of Bath, wasn't
he? He had to climb out of our bedroom window every night...
Was it a Worcester pear,
man? ...and stuff his pockets with apples. Far more than he could eat.
They were delicious.
At the end of the fortnight, we'd so many apples in our luggage, we'd hardly room for anything else.
Oh, I had to eat 3 or 4 pounds before I could get the cases to close.
And then, as we were saying goodbye, the landlord came out... with a large box full of apples.
Must have been 50 weight.
And we refused it. Stephen was so embarrassed and guilty. He said... he said we didn't like apples. I'm sorry, Miss Briggs. I know it's not all that funny, really. It's just... Stephen.
Yes. Typical.
Yes. Well, let's see. Where were we?
Guilty secrets. And now you're tired of stolen fruit, eh, Stephen?
What?
You want a divorce.
Oh, yes. I see what you mean.
We shall need evidence, of course.
Evidence?
They call it adultery, dear.
Oh, yes, I... Ah, well,
You mean you haven't actually...
Well, no, not actually.
What do you think I am? Well, that's not in question, Miss Briggs. It's a matter of when and where.
Look here, you...
Myra, please.
Very well. We'd have to arrange it, won't we?
Well, the solicitors will see to all that, surely.
Oh, they can't do everything for you, dear. We'd better fix a date.
I think you can safely leave it to us, Mrs. Watson. We are quite capable of arranging it ourselves.
Are you sure, my dear? Stephen doesn't seem awfully keen.
You can take it from me, my dear. He's as keen as mustard.
Myra.
It's all right, Stephen. It's only natural she should feel like a cat on hot bricks.
What did she call me?
Nothing. It's only...
I want her out!
No, Myra, please. Jill, please.
There are lots of things I haven't even mentioned yet.
We'll discuss them tonight. You and I, just the two of us.
What? Stephen, what are you suggesting?
Oh, well I mean...
You can't possibly come home tonight.
Can't I? Why not?
My dear man, you don't seem to realise you've taken an irrevocable step. You see, he's quite impractical. One simply has to take charge. You haven't even packed a bag, have you?
No.
Well, I've packed one for you. It's downstairs in the car.
Oh.
I put your charcoal suit in it, your best pyjamas, of course, and those 2 new shirts. Oh, and do remember to take all the pins out before you put them on, dear. You'll have to watch him with new shirts. He lacerates himself.
Jill.
But these are the things you ought to know, Stephen.
You talk as though I'm completely helpless.
You talk as though you're not.
I'm perfectly capable of looking after myself.
All right. Where are you sleeping tonight?
I'll go to an hotel.
You know how you loathe hotels.
Well, I shall just have to put up with it then, shan't I?
You can move in with Miss Briggs. I expect she has some sort of a flat.
I have a very nice flat.
Out of the question. It's not big enough for two.
All right. I'll take the flat. You two have the house.
No. Jill, whatever else is decided, Myra and I are agreed. The house is yours, lock, stock and barrel. I realise how much a home means to a woman.
A noble gesture, darling, but you can't afford it.
I'll manage somehow.
I can't afford it either.
Well, there's such a thing as alimony.
I'm sorry, Stephen, I shan't accept it.
But it's your legal right.
Oh, you dear old idiot. Have you seriously thought how much this affair is going to cost? And you still building up a practice? It could set you back for years, even ruin you. I don't want that on my conscience.
On your conscience?
If our marriage has failed, it's my fault, as much as yours.
Jill, I wish you wouldn't take this attitude.
What attitude, dear?
The little martyr, he means.
Nothing of the sort. I mean this altruistic, generous... But after all, it's only what I should have expected of you. I don't deserve...
Then it's agreed. I'll have the flat and you have the house.
But, Jill...
The point is, you need a decent house for business reasons, to keep up appearances, entertain clients... And you just can't afford to run two.
My darling, I couldn't
hear. I'm not being unselfish, Stephen. I shan't really be sorry to leave the place. It's an absolute barracks, Miss Briggs. You'll see. Architects have simply no idea what goes to make a home.
Will you kindly listen to me? Myra's flat isn't quite what you're used to. It's terribly small.
I hope it is. As a working woman living alone, I shan't
Jill,
have much
if
time.
If you want a flat, let me find you one. A decent one.
What did you say?
She'd go mad in that pokey little hole.
She?
It's
been good enough for me.
Myra, please.
Well, I wanted you to find me somewhere decent. You wouldn't hear of it.
For one simple reason. Very few people are so fortunate as to live within 5 minutes' walk of their place of employment.
Is it really? But how marvellous.
What is?
Don't you see? It fits in perfectly. I shall want a job, and Miss Briggs is giving hers up.
You?
But it'll hardly cost you a penny.
As my secretary?
I was once, and I can be again.
She's mad.
I don't see why you should object.
Raving mad!
Look, supposing he gets some predatory creature with long, sharp claws. You'll be in the same position as I was, washing his socks at home.
Jill, that's enough.
Well, don't you think it's a good idea, Miss Briggs?
I think it's monstrous.
After all, he's not interested in me. That's been proved. Anyone else is an unknown quantity.
You think you're very clever, don't you?
Well, at least I'm constructive.
If you want a fight, I'm the girl to give you one. I'll tear you apart. I've been dying to ever since you walked through that
door. Myra.
So cut it out.
Myra, there's nothing to be gained by losing our temper.
I should have lost mine 10 minutes ago, coming here with her airs and graces. Who the hell does she think she is?
She's my wife. Kind of remember that.
Thank you, Stephen.
You brute!
Oh, Myra. Oh. Myra, I didn't mean... Oh, Lord. Myra, I only meant we should be civil to her. After all, she's entitled to some consideration.
You've taken her side right from the start.
I only want to be fair. Oh, don't cry, sweetheart. Stevie doesn't like to see you like this.
Don't mind me.
Jill, why did you come? I might have known something like this would happen.
I suppose you'd have preferred me to stay at home, snivelling in the kitchen. You underestimate me, Stephen. Besides, I wanted to meet her.
All right, you've met her. What good has it done?
It's done me quite a lot.
Clear out! Go on, we don't want you!
Really, I don't know why your fiancé is taking this attitude.
Why what?
Or would you rather I called her something else?
Fiancé will do.
You're too late. He's mine now. You should have put on your little act months ago.
But how could I? If I'd accused him, he'd only have denied it. Besides, I must admit, I thought it'd turn out to be a damn squib and fizzle out, like all the others.
Others?
You surely don't think you're the first.
Jill, what are you saying? Myra, you're right. She's trying to come between us.
Just a minute.
I've never so much as looked at another woman.
What about that widow at East Grinstead?
Mrs. Podmore? I was no more than nice to her. She was a client and a very rich woman.
Does being nice extend to private drinking parties in her hotel bedroom?
She had a migraine.
A what?
So he said.
If you're not prepared to trust me...
Are you speaking to me, dear, or Miss Briggs? Stephen, look at me. Do you swear there was nothing in it?
She's exaggerating.
She's lying. Tell me she's lying.
Things weren't very easy at that time. She wanted me to build her a block of flats.
What went on in her bedroom?
It was business. Well, you flutter your eyes at old Liversidge, don't you?
He's 76.
Mrs. Podmore was 32.
She was well over 40.
Blonde hair.
With black roots.
Stephen Watson, I want to know.
It was long before I met you. In any case, I don't see it's any of your business.
You were a married man.
I was married when I met you, wasn't I?
Oh, you brute!
Oh, my foot!
I hate you! Oh.
Does it hurt, dear?
Well, of course it hurts.
Good.
Oh, Lord. Jill, you Jezebel. So this is your nice little chat. If I'd only known, I wouldn't have let you come within a mile of this office.
That's what I thought.
Oh, Jessamy, answer that phone.
She's out! Oh.
Watson and Company. Oh, hello, Mr. Liversidge. How are you? Oh, fine, thanks. Delighted. Oh, yes, yes, I'll hang on. Jill, I've always looked up to you, always admired your dignity. Oh, for God's sake, stop snivelling, girl. And sweet nature. Quite all right, Mr. Liversidge. But this morning you've revealed yourself in a new light. To treat an innocent... No hurry, Mr. Liversidge. Just take your time. Innocent little episode like Mrs. Podmore.
Really, Stephen?
Not a bit, Mr. Liversidge. Perfectly all right.
6 months from now, Miss Briggs will be an innocent little episode too, I suppose.
What? The cross line. It happens all the time, Mr. Liversidge. As soon as one puts a call through...
I always knew that sooner or later you'd meet someone who'd take you seriously.
I know, Mr. Liversidge, I know.
Now you have, and it serves you jolly well right.
If you're suggesting that my feelings towards Myra are anything less
than... You have no feelings towards Myra.
I warn you,
Except
Jill.
Except the very basic boyish feelings those men had about Everest, because it was there. Just as you had to steal those apples, because they were there.
Now, look here.
And when you were offered them as a gift, you didn't want them any more than you want her, really.
How do you know what I mean?
Well, why haven't you had her, then? She's there.
Because some sort of respect...
Because you haven't the nerve. You're not adult enough for adultery. You love playing on the water's edge, but you never jump in. Well, this time I'm going to push you in, and I hope you drown.
What? I've never heard... What's that, Mr. Liversidge? Oh, shut up, you old fool.
And now, if Miss Briggs is ready to continue?
Oh, Mr. Liversidge! Mr. Liversidge! Hello! He's gone. This is all your fault. Do you know who that was?
I haven't the faintest idea.
My biggest client... And I've insulted him. You'd better go, Jill.
We haven't settled everything yet.
You didn't come here to settle anything. You came here with only one intention, to humiliate Mara and embarrass me.
That's two intentions.
Well, you've succeeded in something you didn't intend, my girl. You've destroyed any sympathy I had for you. Destroyed it completely.
I don't want your sympathy, thank you. In fact, I don't want anything from you.
Fine talk.
Do you think she could have taken you away from me if I hadn't wanted to be rid of you?
Sour grapes, old girl, sour grapes.
What did you think of my performance last night?
You hardly spoke.
I couldn't trust myself to speak. I was afraid I'd burst out laughing. You surely don't imagine I'd put up with that kind of nonsense all these months without some good reason. Last night was the night I'd been waiting for. The crowning success of all my efforts.
What efforts?
If you knew the trouble I've gone to throw you two together. I even went away for a week. Left you in the house alone.
Your mother was ill.
It was only Chill Blaine's.
You lied to me.
Mind you, I'm glad it's over. It was all right at first, but later on it got rather wearing. Whenever I went out, I had to be sure to get back before you. It spoiled many an evening for me.
Indeed? What sort of evening?
Oh, parties and things.
You haven't been to a party in years.
Poor Stephen. You were so busy covering up your own comings and goings, you didn't even notice mine.
Jill, you're bluffing, aren't you? Admit it. Just to put a bold face on things. Oh, yes. You've been to the pictures once or twice with Joan... What's her name? Hemmings. That's all, isn't it?
Well, it doesn't matter, does it, Stephen?
Oh, no. I'm just curious. Well, in fact, really, of course, I'm glad. It makes it sort of better all round, doesn't it?
It wasn't easy, you know.
It wasn't?
After all, my friends were yours. I hadn't any of my own.
Well, that's what I mean. Who is he?
Who is who?
You've just admitted it. He must be a friend of mine.
I suppose he must.
Is it Ted Singleton? He's always been sweet on you.
Ted? Has he really?
Eric Painter, then. Norma Philpotts. Tony Ragg. Alec. Is it Alec?
Alec who?
Illingsworth the rat.
Telephone, dear.
Jill, I've a right to know.
Do you think so?
You're still my wife.
That's true. But supposing I told you, Stephen... What would you do?
Do?
Yes. What would you do?
Oh, I'd kick his teeth in.
Typical.
Oh. Hello. Oh, hello, Mr. Liversidge. Oh, Mara, for heaven's sake. Yes, we got cut off. There was someone else on the line, shouting. I don't know, I'm sure. I was just going to ring you, Mr. Liversidge. For heaven's sake, woman. Jill, do something, can't you? Stop a face or something. Oh, sorry, Mr. Liversidge. I'm rather busy at the moment. I said, I'm rather busy. Oh. Jill, not as hard as that.
Oh, she'll feel better for it. I know I do. We're going to settle this once and for all.
Excuse me, just a second, Mr. Liversidge. Mara, Jill had to do it. There's nothing personal in it. It's the acknowledgement...
I'll scratch her eyes out.
Mara.
You lay a finger on me, Miss Briggs, and there'll be no divorce. Now or any other time.
Good for you, old girl.
What did you say?
Hello, Mr. Liversidge. Sorry for that interruption.
Come out from behind that telephone, you coward.
Yes, Mr. Liversidge. The bill of quantities... just a sec.
Yes, Mr. Liversidge. No, Mr. Liversidge.
Where's the bill of quantities?
Here!
Oh, don't throw it! Oh, you idiot. They're all over the floor now.
You worm!
Quiet, he'll hear you.
I want him to hear me.
Oh, Jill, help me pick them up. Sorry, Mr. Liversidge. Just one of those mornings, I'm afraid. Shan't be a sec.
Let me get at that phone. No, Stephen Watson is a creep, Mr. Liversidge.
Mara.
He pretends to be in love with people.
Get away. Get away. Sorry, Mr. Liversidge. Oh. What? Oh, some barrow boy outside, I think.
Makes all sorts of promises.
Which you dragged out of me.
You dare say that?
Well, I thought ceramic. Tiles, Mr. Liversidge. But if you prefer link crust...
Give me that bone!
Get out, you idiot! Oh, Jill, you're not helping.
She seems to be doing quite well on her own.
No, Mr. Liversidge. It's just that my secretary, she's been stung by a wasp. Go away.
I'll sting you in a minute.
Ow! You bitch! No, not you, Mr. Liversidge. Did you see that, Jill? She bit me.
You're sack. You're disgusting! Your bag and gloves, Miss Briggs. We'll send the rest of your things on to you.
You'd better. My God, you'd better.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Liversidge. Can we bring you back? Mr. Watson's been stung, too. No, by his secretary. She's gone, Stephen.
Good riddance.
Are you quite sure?
Jill, this man, whoever he is...
My shorthand will be a bit rusty, but you can put up with that for a while. And you can pay me the same as you've been paying her.
Are you engaged to him or anything?
Now, hello. Is that the Regent Agency? Oh, this is Mrs. Stephen Watson. I'm ringing to confirm the arrangements I made earlier this morning. A cook housekeeper, yes. She can start immediately. Thank you. Goodbye.
This morning? You mean you didn't call...
I mean, this is your last adventure, Stephen.
Oh, darling, I promise you.
No, darling, I promise you.
Darling...
And I promise your friend, what's his name, you'd ring back. Let's get on with our work, shall we?